don't. No. He talks a lot. And I love it. Nothing gets my pussy wet like a man who talks dirty. I know I promised you the details. Where was I? Oh yeah, Monday afternoon. Well, I'm used to being on my knees in his office on any given day, but Mondays he's usually way too busy, and he never takes calls with his cock in my mouth. But this past Monday, he was extra horny. And when I entered into his office, he was still on the phone with his cock out, stroking it slowly. Well, I watched by the door, not wanting to make any noise, but then he covered the receiver and said, "Take those tits out." Oh, I did, and watched him stroke even faster. Then he pointed to the floor in front of him, and of course I got down on my knees and opened my mouth wide. He put his free hand in my hair and directed my mouth towards his cock. All the while he kept talking casually to one of our suppliers. He set a slow pace with his hand in my hair, just letting me take the tip of his cock. I knew he was holding back, not wanting to give anything away to the person on the other end of the phone. He was just using my mouth to edge his cock. Oh, but Meg, you should have heard his grunt as soon as he hung up that phone. He tilted my head back so I could look up at him, with his cockhead still in my mouth. Yes, that's when the dirty talk started. "Good girl, Lacey. Very good," he said, stroking my cheek before pushing me back down further on his stick. "That's it. Keep on sucking." And I did, Meg. I bobbed my head up and down on his cock. "Work those balls into your mouth," he said, and I sank down lower on my knees so I could lick his balls. "Yes. You don't? Well, you need to start, girl. You should hear how much they love it when your tongue soaks their balls with spit. It gets the pre-cum flowing." "Very good," he said. "That's right, stroke it. Keep sucking on daddy's balls." I know, right? When they start up with the daddy talk, I'm done for. I'd do anything for daddy's slot of cream. So I buried my face in his balls, licking his taint too while I was jacking his cock off with my hands. And he kept grunting. "Oh yeah, that's it. Fuck, baby. Just like that." "Okay, baby. You can suck on daddy's cock now," he said. Then he told me how he wanted it. "Start at the head, nice and slow, and slurp on that dick for daddy." Fuck, Meg, I'm getting wet just remembering it. And his hands were back in my hair again, and he said, "Good girl, good girl, such a very good girl." Fuck, that's even better than the daddy talk. And he knows it, too. He knows what it does to me when he calls me a good girl. He could tell because I started sucking harder and faster, massaging his wet balls and swirling my tongue over his shaft. And he pushed in deeper. "Oh yeah, that's it. Fucking gag on it. Gag on that cock," he growled. And then he pushed all the way down my throat, Meg. "Well, yes, of course it's tight. That's what makes it so hot." Oh no, he doesn't care. He actually said, "You get to breathe when I say slut. Keep gagging on my dick." And he held my head right up against his thighs until I was clawing at them a bit. Fuck yeah, he grunted. Work that tight throat on Daddy's cock. And he started deep throat fucking me faster, and the dirty talk just flowed then, Meg. Such a good slut. Take all of my dick. That's a gag for me. I want to hear it. Look up at me. Show Daddy how you love his cock. Oh, so pretty when you struggle to take it, baby girl. That's it. Swallow Daddy's big cock like a good girl. Oh, fuck. Of course the slut in me loved every second. And spit was running down the sides of my mouth. My eyes were watering and his hand fisted in my hair, going harder and deeper. Oh, yeah. Fucking fuck. Yes, he growled. Fuck, keep sucking, slut. Fuck, you want Daddy's load? And I nodded around his cock, but that wasn't good enough for him. You want this load, Lacey? Beg for it. Uh-huh, beg. That's right, beg for it, slut. And he chuckled because he wouldn't let me get off his cock to beg. And it was impossible for me to beg with his dick buried down my throat. And he knew it. He knew how much I wanted it. Good girl, beg for Daddy's cum. That's it. You want this cum bad, huh? And then he let me up for air for a second, and oh, and then I begged for it, just like he knew I would. Okay, slut, come get your fucking load, he grunted, driving balls deep back down my throat. Fuck, yes, keep sucking. Keep sucking. Fuck. Don't stop. Fuck. Yes. And then he started coming. I could feel his balls drawing up tight against my chin. No, never. He just gives it to me. Just pumps that hot, thick jizz of his down my throat, holding my head in place so I don't waste it. Fuck. Swallow it, baby. All of it. Good girl. That's a good girl, Lacey, swallowing all of Daddy's cum. He always praises me like that when I gulp it down. Oh, hell yes. He has huge loads. And then when he was done emptying his balls down my throat, he pushed his chair back so I could get up off the floor and slapped my wet tits a few times, zipped up and turned back to work at his desk. Run get me a coffee, sweetheart. That's right. Milk with no sugar, and leave the door open, please. Well, that's when you saw me leaving his office, wiping up my chin and buttoning the last few buttons on my blouse. No, unfortunately not. He's been away on business all week. But he's back this afternoon, so I suspect I won't be able to meet you for break later. Exactly. Why do you think I haven't eaten any lunch? I'm saving room. Oh, yes. I do so love my job.